now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
It's been 32 years since Len Bias's death sent the University of Maryland lurching about for its soul. When that search was over, the entire power structure of the athletic department and the university itself had been toppled, and the school emerged sufficiently chastened with a better sense of right and wrong. 3 decades later, it may take another death, that of football player Jordan McNair, to force people at College Park and beyond to examine what the university and its athletics are really all about. An external review of patterns and practices of the football team in the wake of McNair's June death is still to be completed, but a deep examination of the philosophy of the program has already begun. An ESPN story published Friday portrayed the football program as possessing a toxic coaching culture, one where players were routinely humiliated and embarrassed, and where coaches used fear and intimidation to get their points across. The school initially placed members of the athletic staff on administrative leave, then put head coach DJ Durkin on that same status as details of the alleged conduct began to take hold and horrify members of the Maryland community. If the ESPN story is true, then it goes without saying that Durkin and the other coaches should summarily be fired. Say whatever you want about the softness of today's athlete, but no one deserves to have meals slapped out of their hands, or to be forced to eat candy bars in front of teammates, or to have weights thrown at them, or to have obscenities repeatedly hurled at them, as was alleged in the article. And a person who allows that kind of behavior to go on unchecked doesn't deserve to be thought of as someone to mold and guide young athletes, as coaches sometimes fancy themselves to be. 4 years ago, Maryland President Wallace Lowe yanked the school out of 60 years of membership in the Atlantic Coast Conference, a league with schools that shared a similar geographic footprint and athletic approach. The move was done in secret and sprung on an alumni and fan base that was largely happy right where it was. Lowe, the former University of Iowa provost, took Maryland into the Big Ten, a conference where the other members are largely a plane ride, not a car trip, away, and where football is the dominant sport, not basketball, as it is in the ACC. Durkin was an assistant at Michigan, a Big Ten school, before coming to Maryland, and has tried to bring a Big Ten mentality to a place where football has usually been a way station on the way to basketball. While Maryland has reaped a financial bounty from switching leagues, it has come at the cost of its soul, in the minds of many, this alum included. It took a long time for Maryland to regain its soul and a sense of integrity after Len Bias died, and part of that process began with a clean sweep of all who were in charge. When the review of Jordan McNair's death is completed, a similar house cleaning may be necessary as well, so that the red, white, black, and gold can be raised high with pride again. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Twitter at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the games.